Secretary McNamara 90.
Is this my can-do man?
I hope so, sir.
I got a problem that involves high finance. You've got three or four photographers over here that are paid by the Army and the Navy and run out each other's ears. I've got one good one that's paid by the USIA, but he doesn't have cameras, and he doesn't have laboratories, and he doesn't have all these other things. Since I gave you back those 18 jobs that you gave me in 61, and since you got a high budget anyway, I wonder why we couldn't consolidate these things and let one laboratory handle all these developments of these heads of states and cabinets and other things that come in here, and then put this man on your payroll so
sure.
I don't violate the law at USIA.
Sure.
I think your position can be that you consolidate a bunch of laboratories and give your man instructions to let he and Pierre work out something with one of your men to have the right kind of laboratory. Pierre says it's disgraceful how much money it costs to develop these pictures at USIA. There's a provision in the law that USIA cannot do anything domestic. And you've got people here, but very frankly, they're farm boys that haven't had the training, and we could
what's this man's name?
Yokomoto.
Yokomoto.
He's his father and mother were immigrants from Japan, but he's in this country and was in the Army for years, and I believe he's a captain in the Army, but he gets much more money than that now. He's the head of a division at USIA that pays him $17.8.
I presume I can work this out with Don Wilson and just...
Oh, yeah, I think he'll let him have it. I just want you to
sure.
tell whoever he's
sure.
Pierre Salinger should deal with.
I'll take care of it.
We want to consolidate them all, and you tell Pierre Salinger who to talk to, and we want all the equipment that he needs so that we can make a book when Chancellor Earhart goes back.
Absolutely.
That will have every picture in it when he leaves.
I'll say it's done.
But he'll need help, and he'll need assistance, and I'll take all of my people off my vice presidential payroll and give them to you.
Okay. This is easy. I'll take care of it.
Now, what about Indonesia? You got me that memorandum yet?
The memos in draft form, Dean Rusk was going to sign it today. There's still two or three changes that I thought ought to be made in, however, and we're going to make them this afternoon to try to soften it and put you in a less embarrassing position. I think it's much better than you saw. In the first place, the program, which was shown as $25 million in the covering memo to you, is now down to $15 million. And secondly, some of the aid that was in the pipeline is going to be held up, particularly certain of the PL-480. And thirdly, the thing that you have to sign, the determination itself, is now self-serving to the point where it indicates you're maintaining a very close watch on this, and you've instructed the government departments to limit it to the minimum necessary to maintain some technical assistance. And all that should be ready for a Dean Rusk signature to you by the end of the day.
All right, now if I don't, I've got to do this before I sign the foreign aid bill. In view of the fact I made the Senate stay here to handle the foreign aid bill, I'm going to be vulnerable if I wait much past today to sign it. So they've been in here doing it. So you see it, they get it to me.
Right.
And you don't think I can withhold it altogether?
Well, I'm persuaded by Dean Rusk and April that you couldn't. They say that if you do withhold it altogether, that Sukarno will almost certainly take action against the $500 million worth of private American investment in Indonesia, and that then we'll really be in a hell of a fix. And I think they may be right, and therefore what we have sought to do is set it up in a way that will expose you to the least amount of criticism for signing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's been accomplished.
I waited, all right. I waited on Halliby to go into the mechanics of the board. I told him generally what I had in mind, but to argue it out with him until after we get the bids in, see when they come back.
I think that's wise.
And you don't have a recommendation of a good USIA man, or you want to think about that two or three days, and let's talk about it later to succeed Murrah?
All right, sir, I will.
Let's try to find some good young man. Now, you see any reason why you can't, with all your talent, hire one or two good speechwriters?
Oh, surely.
You see, we need them, and just very frankly, I'm told a human being this. You're the first one, not even my wife, but Sorensen's leaving. He's going to write a book, and he's the most valuable man you got here, and then he's going to get married, and then he wants me to get him a job with other people. He doesn't want to come back here. He says it's a dreary, sad place, and his memories he didn't want to have, but he's very loyal to us and very effective. But I've got to find some people that can collect these reports and put them in State of the Union, and I think he has a wonderful rhythm and a wonderful facility with words. So, and there's not anything in state. I just give up on that. So you've got to kind of help me and see if you can't look at some of these colleges and find somebody that can write. They tell me that your boy Adam is not bad, but I think with his problem that he's with you, and that you might get him to write something we have to have once in a while, but I don't believe I ought to try to move him here. But I've got to find somebody. So you help me look that way without telling them what you know.
All right.
It's like you're looking for them for yourself.
Yeah.
And we ought to get one or two that have a facility with the words. Now, this fellow Martin, who was ambassador to the Dominican Republic, supposed to be good, but he didn't impress me at all. But if you know anybody that's had some experience, tell me this fellow Sidney Hyman may be good. Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't.
Schlesinger's leaving.
This is one of the hardest jobs I've ever found to fill. A really top-notch writer in Sorensen. There's no question about Schlesinger is damn good at it.
Well, he's leaving. Sorensen is just superb.
Sorensen is damn good. I think that State of the Union message is really outstanding, Mr. President.
Well, I hope so.
Both the language and the rhetoric and also the content.
Well, I expect you to start applauding first. I'm going to look down and see. Goodbye. Now, you tell somebody to call up here.
I'll take care of it right away. Thank you.
Waiting.